B-Pod Studios.
Here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
While your favorite convenience store may be closed today, another reason not to trust Facebook and Outkast up for a big honor. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, if you think things can't get much worse than finding out your ex is dating your friend, oh, they can. Just ask Omarion.
Leroy has his voice.
Trying to figure out how to deal with all your haters? Well, one of the Celtics has no problem showing you how.
But first, more than 1,000 convenience stores across Massachusetts will be closed today in protest. Now, the protest is of a proposed bill that would ban all flavored tobacco products in the state, including menthol cigarettes. Owners fear that they will be put out of business and that customers will turn to the black market. Store owners that are closing will rally outside the Statehouse today at 11.
Hold the hell. Now? Now we're starting to figure out and go, wait a minute, maybe cigarettes are bad for you? Come on, man. What if I need to get some gum? Where am I going to go? You know what I'm saying? Now you're making it inconvenient for the rest of us.
CVS?
Oh, Melissa, I
mean, I got gum at CVS last night. I'm just saying.
I like to support local businesses.
Very nice.
That smell funny as soon as I walk inside.
Facebook,
nice.
Trying to get even more information out of us. So reports say they are secretly experimenting with a new account verification system that'll ask users to take a video selfie of themselves to prove that they're a real person. So it's currently in limited testing, and the app promises that no one else will see the video, but it doesn't specify who actually will be allowed to see it. And they say that the video will be deleted 30 days after the user's identity has been confirmed. And the nominee for the 2020 Songwriters Hall of Fame have been announced, and some of your faves are on the list. Outkast, the Neptunes, Mariah Carey, and Mariah actually was nominated for the first time in 2018. Voting ends on December 16th, and the induction ceremony will take place June 11th, 2020. All right, is Melissa with the juice.
Selena Gomez proving she's the bigger person by doing the unthinkable, guys. She re-followed The Weeknd's ex on Instagram. You'll remember it was January of 2017. Selena started dating The Weeknd right after he dumped his model girlfriend, Bella Hadid. And after they went public, they all unfollowed each other. Well, after breaking up, then The Weeknd got back together with Bella for the second time. They broke up again in August, and now Selena looks to be extending an olive branch by following Bella yet again. She is just one of 75 people Selena is following, but Bella has yet to return the favor. What I want to know from all this, when the hell is The Weeknd dropping his new album? That's all I want to know. Drake shared a rare photo of his son on Instagram. Well, we didn't really see much, but Drake, you know, he never shares any photos of two-year-old Adonis. All you see is his leg. And he's wearing socks with I Heart Daddy written across the ankle and a Burberry sweatsuit. Adonis, of course, is the son of Drake and Sophie, a French artist and former adult film star.
Oh, geez.
Drake had initially kept Adonis a secret till dropping his Scorpion album in 2018 when he rapped, "I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid."
Yeah, whatever, man. That kid better be freaking ripped when he gets older with a name like Adonis. You imagine like a nerd walking in.
You
like,
are kind of setting someone up for failure with a name like that.
Hi, my name is Adonis Graham. Would you like to buy some pencils?
And Omarion is the most unbothered man of 2019. Keeping quiet after finding out his B2K bandmate and good friend Little Fizz was dating his ex and baby's mom, April Jones. But after this revelation, he may not be quiet much longer. Word is, during a recent taping of the Love & Hip Hop Hollywood reunion, it came out that another one of Omarion's B2K band members, Jay Boog, may have had an affair with Omarion's mother.
Oh my God.
Now, there's really been no confirmation or details about any of this. All we know is that the allegation was made during the taping of the show.
Oh,
we don't even know who said it. It may have been Monice, who is the ex of Little Fizz. It's a whole triangle.
Just that that's out there.
Just the fact that it's out there, and we're going to have to wait till the reunion airs to find out for sure.
Oh my God.
But Omarion really is like, I was going to say winning. I wouldn't say winning, but like the fact that he's been quiet this whole time and just taking the high road, you know, good for him.
Yeah, when he's in front of people.
True.
Are you kidding me? When he's home alone.
No, I can't help but him.
Robert. All right, here's Leroy with sports.
Yeah, I know life, and we all know life can be rough, but hopefully this story right here will put a smile on your face. So there's this guy named Andrew Young, and he plays for the Texas Longhorns in college basketball, and he's missed the past two seasons because he's been fighting leukemia. Well, he made his return last night, and he had a career night, scoring a career-high 20 points
nice.
To help his team win. So I love that story. The Bruins were on a six-game winning streak, but that came to an end last night. They lost to the damn Canadiens 5-4. And how do you deal with the haters and doubters in your life? You don't. You just carry on and you put in work, and that's exactly what Gordon Hayward of the Celtics has been doing so far this season, including last night. He had a monster night, scoring 39 points. He didn't miss a shot within the three-point line. He was on fire, and the Celtics went on to beat the Cavs 119-113. So with that being said, all the Gordon Hayward haters who are calling him a bum, they're all weeping right now. They got nothing to say. This dude's been putting on a show all season long. I know it's a young season, but still.
Yeah. All 2 weeks of the season.
Yeah, he's doing his thing, though. He's doing his thing.
Got to start somewhere.
Yes, right now. And y'all know there's nothing going on tonight in sports, so you know what that means.
Oh, God.
Grove Hall on Xbox Live. I have been playing Call of Duty Modern Warfare, some Madden, some Fortnite, some 2K, so get at me. That's Grove Hall. If I need to spell it out, GROVEHALL.
Leroy can't handle Call of Duty. There's so many times I watch him play live and he just panics in certain scenes.
That's the, I love it though. I love it.
Well, you're on live, right?
Yeah.
Can you see each other? Like, is it video?
See each other?
Yeah.
No. You can. You can. If
That's
you
what
want
I said.
To.
Are you playing in your underwear? How would that work?
Jesus.
No, I'm just curious. Can you, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you're sitting there on the couch in your underwear, can I see you?
I'm seeing a new YouTube channel.
Oh, here we go.
Strictly guys in underwear playing each other.
Oh, no. I already have the name. I've been trying to get somebody to use it. Dudes in Drawers.
Oh, yeah.
You should.
Is that not the greatest name for a video game?
Leroy, you want to start it?
Yeah, might as well, man.
Right, me and you.
Oh, okay. Here we go. And that's your sports.
All right. Your good news today. Now, we all know teachers are the unsung heroes of the world, and a third grader in Florida knew it and wanted to do something about it. Parker Williams said that he knows teachers don't get paid a lot and wanted to give his teacher a pay raise. Well, Parker got $15 for his ninth birthday and decided that his teacher should have it. He gave it to her with a note that said, "Dear Mrs. Chambers, I don't think that teachers get paid enough for what they do. Will you accept this gift?" Well, she told him that she couldn't take it, but appreciated the gesture and that students like him are the reason she teaches.
Beautiful.
That's your good news. And this report made hot by Sullivan Tire and Auto Center. Save $50 instantly on all Goodyear tires in stock and enjoy more peace of mind with their vehicle health report. See SullivanTire.com.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.